Are you on dope?
Yes.
What kind?
Musical dope.
You get high?
Yes.
Off of what?
Music.
Are you on a trip or something?
Yes.
What kind of a trip?
Music.
How old are you?
I'm old in mind, but young in age.
Hi, this is William Coley Scott, and you're listening to Soul Discovery with Mick O'Donnell.
My night is free for you. I will have some champagne in the moonlight, and maybe something special too, girl. Before you count to three, we could be making love. And if it's up to me, we'll do it till we get enough.
Time collectible Budweiser tracks from the USA, and we've actually found the guy that wrote it, produced it, and is on the vocals. William Scott, good morning to you over there in the USA.
Well, good morning to you also, Mick. How's everything?
Not too bad. Ah, what a voice you've got.
Oh, wow. Well, thanks, I appreciate that.
Yeah, took some tracking down. I'm a bit, I'll just let the listeners know that I've known you for quite a considerable while now, but when we traced this down, I didn't know it was you that did the vocals, and it was kind of a bit of a strange scenario that happened, that I asked for your phone number and had already got your email address and your phone number, because I've been dealing with you for quite a while through someone else, which is kind of strange.
Exactly. Yeah.
Right. How did that come about, that track?
Well, believe it or not, the idea for the track actually came to me in Berlin, Germany, in 1986. And I left Germany in 86 and came back to Florida. And my partner, who I met also in Germany, his name is Howard Kleinfeld, and you know, we actually wrote the track together. We came here and we actually did the track, and I think a few months after we were back, they started doing advertisements on the radio for a Budweiser songwriting contest, and we decided to enter the track in that, and that's how everything started. You know, it was like just something to do. We were really into songwriting, and we were into producing, and you know, we were both real hopeful of making it, so to speak, in the music business. And
so was it the equivalent of like I don't know, the X Factor in the UK and the American talent show that's out there now? Was that more or less the forerunner for all this?
Exactly, it was exactly that type of thing, you know, where you know, anyone who was hopeful of being discovered, as they called it, you know, back then, yeah, you submitted your material to different companies or A&R people, and if they liked it, of course, then they, you know, they would give you a record contract. So this contest, actually, that was part of the deal. You know, if you won the contest, you were supposed to have gotten a record contract, and then they had, you know, like second and third prizes or whatever, you know.
Right, and you didn't actually know that this actually got pressed, did you?
No, I had no idea that the record even existed, because when I was contacted about being a winner, you know, which was like being a finalist, we were supposed to perform in Miami, and somehow I left home in a hurry, and I left my master at home. Drove all the way down to Miami, got ready to perform, didn't have my master, tried to drive back home in Fort Lauderdale and get back to Miami and perform, but by the time I got back, everything was over, so I got no chance or opportunity to meet the judges or any of the representatives from Budweiser. So I thought everything was over and done, and lo and behold, I get contacted by you.
How many years later?
Yeah, it's like, what, 21, 22 years later.
Oh, it's sad. It's really sad. And the listeners, I've got to let them know, one of the other prizes was a microphone. Did you ever get that?
Yes, believe it or not, I got a microphone and an acoustic guitar. And I still own the guitar. I don't know what happened to the microphone, though.
But what a strange situation to be in, that you actually recorded something and you never knew it was out there.
Yeah, it really was. I was really surprised to hear from you, and when I did hear from you, I thought that you were, you know, contacting, because I worked with someone, like you said, that you have dealt with also, and that's Ruby Baker.
Yeah.
I worked with her now for the past 12 years, and so I thought that, you know, you two had maybe gotten in contact, and then that way she told you, hey, well, William has an album out now, and so, and then you told me, you said, no, this has nothing to do with that.
As I do, you see, that's how old age affects me in time, but let's hear another track from your album, which is unbelievable. It's is it all your some old material with some new material?
Yes, it's a mixture of both, and that came about simply because for years, everyone has been saying, well, you need to do your own album. You need to do your own album. And see, I'm the type, I've always liked being, you know, kind of in the background and obscure. You know, I'd rather be playing, you know, I'm a bass player also. So I'd rather be playing and, you know, singing background and writing and creating. So once they kept, you know, telling me, hey, well, you do your own album, then I say, well, okay, let's just put some of the old stuff I did together and put some of the new stuff I got and see what happens. And here we are now on the phone with Mick O'Donnell in the UK.
Let's hear one of the tracks from the album.
And I don't get to see you very much, but tonight I'm gonna have you by my side, and I can't wait to feel
your tender touch. Cause anticipation is building up in me. I can't wait to set this loving feeling free. So I've got to roll before we can rock. And I'll be there by 12 o'clock. And at 12:05, I said I wanna get next to you. One more hour left to go, and the waves of love are rising high. Tonight we'll have our own special show, and we'll need the fire department to come put out the fire. It's starting at 12:05. I gotta get next to you. 12:05. We're gonna be doing things that love you. Keeping our love alive. I'm gonna love you, they gonna love you, they gonna love you on and on until the sun. I was speaking to them, there'll be snow in their head, and I won't be knocking, I'll be coming right on in. 12:05.
Soul Discovery on a Sunday, and live from the USA, William Scott live on the phones. William, your vocals, I can see why they told you to do an album yourself, because vocally you're fantastic.
Wow, well, thank you very much. I really appreciate that.
Now, sorry.
No, I just said I love to sing. I really love to sing, and I love to play. But like I said, I've just, you know, kind of preferred being in the background. I don't know why that is. I guess because sometimes the price of fame is, you know, kind of rough.
Yeah, it can be, but it can be, but I'll never know.
So
getting back to the album itself, how long did it take you to put this together?
Oh, wow. I guess if I really were to think about it, it took a few years because, like I said, I did some of the old stuff, and then I wanted to blend some of the new stuff with it. So it really, I'd say probably say maybe 2-3 years to do it altogether, because I've written so many songs and produced a lot of songs also with others, and so we just decided to take, like I said, what we considered some of the good old stuff and the good new stuff.
Some of this material that was on the 45 on the CD, some of it actually came out on 45 singles, didn't they?
Yeah,
which are very hard to find at the present time. So I'm glad you put them all out on a CD for me. Save me looking around. Got the whole lot back in one hit, so. But some of the people...
I'm glad I did, too.
Yeah, some of the people that you've worked with in the past, you've worked with some people, haven't you?
Oh, yeah, a few people. Matter of fact, I really haven't even kept track of a lot of the things I've done over the years, but it's always good, you know, to work with the great people that are in this industry, you know, and collaborate and get, you know, products finished and done.
When you do your songwriting, what inspires you? How do you do that? How do you get your ideas?
Different things. As a songwriter, believe it or not, over the years I've written songs just from a vocal standpoint. I play some guitar and I play some keyboard and believe it or not, a little drums as well. My main instrument is bass guitar, and I write from a different point of view you know, varying on whatever instrument I'm, you know, dealing with at the time. And it's amazing how it always comes out, you know, different, you know, from whichever instrument you're using at the time. And then it's also a great thing to get with other writers and write material as well. So if you have a diverse approach to songwriting, then you can come up with many different styles and many different types of songs, which I think is very important also.
Yeah, and you don't stay in the same bag, do you? You don't stay in the R&B. You kind of drift into the jazz side as well, because I can hear that influenced you quite a bit.
Oh, yeah. Believe it or not, I've even written country songs, Mick.
Well, yeah. Well, our next guest on the show later, he's from the countryside of it. And there's nothing wrong with that, because vocal content and lyric content is more or less the same as R&B, but R&B and soul is far superior, in my opinion. Yes. Shall we hear another track from your album?
Oh, yeah, that'll be great.
William Scott live on the phones from the USA. Yeah, you asked me to play that. That's doing quite well in the USA, that track.
Yeah, that's what the kids really like, that one. Well, you know, of course, you know, just a dance track, and that's what everybody's wanting to do these days. So I think it's a fun song.
Yeah, I can't do the wiggle anymore, as them days are gone.
Sure you can, Mitch. I'm sure if you got the right reason to wiggle, you'll do it.
Daytime radio. William Scott live on the phones from the USA. William, some of the projects that you'll be doing in the future, can you let us know what you're up to?
Yeah, believe it or not, I'm going to be going right on to the next album project. And that's for myself. And then the next thing that we got on the table is we're going to try to do a second album for Ruby Baker. And not only is she a dynamic vocalist, but she's also a very captivating entertainer. So we're looking forward to getting that done also.
Mm. And will you be doing any duets with her on the album, or is that going
to
be?
Yeah, we're going to try to at least have one or two that will that'll be on the album, and that we're looking forward to also.
Wow, that's got me buzzing already. you can't do this to me this time. You've got to bring this. I can't wait 20 years to find out what it's about. So get it out as soon as you can, please.
Yeah, I was just going to say, because if it's 20 years from now, we might be sounding like, I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
I can't even describe it.
But, Ruby Baker, that's fantastic news. And what about your album, your personal album? Are you thinking about bringing anybody onto that, or just a solo one?
Well, right now, I'm looking at it mainly from a standpoint of solo, but whatever we do with Ruby, I'm sure it will probably be on both albums, you know, because we'll be selling them right around the same time, hopefully.
Okay. And, what about the lady Betty Wright? Will she be doing anything with you?
Now that I don't know. You know, Miss B is like Miss B.
Yes. That would be very nice, though.
I mean, that would be really great.
Yeah.
You know, to collaborate or do something with her.
Okay.
And if it's possible to get that happening, yeah, we would definitely try to make it happen.
That'll be fantastic.
Yeah, I would look forward to that.
Now, your CD, where is it available from, and what's the title of it?
now. It's available on cdbaby.com, which you can, you know, get it downloaded, you know, or you can get the actual CD, and then also on Dig Station, mm-hmm. which is another company that you can download, you know, with the entire CD or single tracks. And probably within the next week or so, it'll be on iTunes, you know, Amazon, Napster, Rhapsody, and these type of things. As a matter of fact, I was told that if I start checking this coming week, it will probably be already on there.
Mm. Sounds fantastic. And, of course, you can get details of William Scott, because we're excited about tomorrow night. We're launching a new Soul Discovery website, and all William's details will be up there. So that'll be www.souldiscovery.co.uk, and there's a feature on William there as well. So looking forward to that as well.
Yeah, Mick, I tell you, I'm really excited about what you're doing. It sounds like it's a very, very great, great project.
Yeah, well, I'll have to tell the listeners, because I haven't told them yet, so... So I better tell them later on in the show, but yeah, something to look forward to, and we'll see how it goes. This next track, because we're going to have to go now, I'm afraid, but this next track is my favourite track by you. Vocally, you're unbelievable. You're kind of you're like a John Lucian mixed with a Michael Henderson, just vocally, and Terry Callier all into one vocal. It's unbelievable, this tune.
Wow, well, thank you very much, Mick.
And I've told you what I want off the next album. I want real more tunes like this, because this is mind-blowing.
Okay, all right. I think I can handle that.
Not that I'm going to influence you in any way. It's just a personal feeling. That just do the album for me.
Okay.
Well, William, I just want to say happy Christmas and all the best for 2010. And,
and you
deserve
you and yours.
It.
And I look forward to working with you more in the future. And thank you so much for having me also.
Thank you, William Scott.
All right. Take care, Mick.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
It's going to be all right, baby. Everything's going to be all right. Time and time again, disappointment seemed to be one of your closest friends. Throw caution to the wind, listen to your heart, make a brand new start, and I promise in the end, if you let me, oh baby,
I'll love you better,
so much better, baby,
better than you've ever been before.
Hey, just surrender to my love. I promise you'll never get enough. Yeah. No matter how you try, you always seem to be swimming against the tide. Girl, you've got to realize that love is not a game. There's no one to blame, and with me it won't be the same. You'll never get enough.
had before. If you let me,
come on, come on, come on and let me.
I'll love you better,
so much better, baby.
Better than you've ever been.
So just surrender to my love. I promise you'll never.